Well, we're on the telephone this morning with Chris Edgington from St. Ansgar, Iowa. Chris farms in that area of north central Iowa. And Chris, you played host to some folks from Asia who were attending the ethanol summit of the Asia Pacific in Minneapolis this week. You played host to them yesterday, as I understand it. So talk about that visit and what message you tried to leave with them.
Well, the message that we kind of tried to work with through them was how we handle corn on the farm, because they had just come from our local ethanol plant, Absolute Energy, which is where most of our corn does go. And so we kind of walked through the steps of bringing the corn in, drying it, storing it, and then delivering up to Absolute. Went through, you know, part of the grain handling facility we have. And then we went over and looked at some of the equipment and just talked about production and agriculture. And they're very curious about cost of production, very curious about crop insurance. And was the government really involved in our farming operation or in a small amount? And basically, you know, we explained to them that the biggest thing that the government really helps with is the crop insurance. That's a real big focus, and it's agriculture's strong focus. But lots of other questions. Lots of pictures. You know, they were just walking around. They had four interpreters with them that we really had good conversation. Very curious about yield. Very curious about the fact that we still got about 30% of the corn to plant here in north central Iowa in my area, how that's going to affect yield and where we're going to be at. Didn't really talk about ethanol or distillers so much because they'd already been to an ethanol plant to discuss that. Plus, they'd been up to Minneapolis to the Asia Ethanol Summit.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you if you heard anything from them regarding ethanol. A lot of potential there in that Asian area for ethanol, especially in China.
Correct. They're all. I mean, there was about four countries, I believe, there: China, Taiwan, Korea, and Singapore. And they're all using ethanol or parts of ethanol. Some of it's in industrial use only at the moment. But they've got environmental concerns, and ethanol can help with that. It can clean up their air. And so China for sure is moving to start producing ethanol. The other ones are consumers of ethanol. We didn't really talk about their dynamics about that as much as the fact that it's simply a great product, and it's a great octane and a great, very reliable fuel source.
You know, having the folks from China there, you probably didn't get into politics at all, but how big a concern is what's been going on with China as far as you're concerned?
Well, anytime there's disruption in a trade situation, it concerns me. We work and live in a world market in agriculture. And I produce corn and soybeans, which are bulk commodities. And then they're either exported as bulk commodities or they're exported in some sort of further processed. And so we need trade. We can overproduce in the United States. We do it every year practically. And so we need somebody to be willing to, you know, buy our product. And so anytime we have a trade challenge, whether it's with Mexico or the European Union or China or Korea or South Africa or Australia or South America, it's cause for concern. But almost every year we seem to have a challenge with one of those areas.
Any other comments on the trade visit yesterday?
No, I think they left with a positive feel. I think it was a great experience for them to actually be on a family farm. We're a fourth generation with a fifth generation potentially on the way. And so my dad was there and my brother and my son and my niece. And you know, they did wonder about labor and how much extra labor we had to hire. We explained to them that a good majority of our work is just done by family members, no different than any other family farm anywhere across the country.